you approach the NFL, what you're looking forward to most?
The thing I look forward to most is simply the challenge, entering into a new league, going against all new defenders in a league that, I look forward to, one day being good in. And, being there is going to be an extremely, blessing for me, extremely great opportunity for me to step into a new venue and just, see what it's all about.
And the three biggest strengths you see yourself bringing to the NFL?
Well, I'm dedicated to the game. I have a zeal and a passion for the game, and I'm going to work extremely hard to hone in on my skills and be the best that I can be from day one.
What would your weaknesses be then?
I have a number of, things that I need to improve on. I don't think I have any glaring weaknesses. I work extremely hard to just, better myself as a whole, and every single aspect of my game is improving day by day. So, that's for someone else to decide, but I think that every part of my game needs to improve. Well, I have some interviews set up tonight, so, I won't be able to answer that right now. But, I could, answer that for you later on.
Ace Sanders, South Carolina, wide receiver, table 8. Ace Sanders, table 8.
Coach, they got the number one pick. They need a quarterback. He has a reputation for working with quarterbacks. Have you met him, and what is your prospect for him?
I've never met Andy. I've watched him, obviously, for years, and, I look forward to meeting with him here or, anywhere. But, I understand they have the number one pick, and, it's my goal to be the best player I can possibly be, as I stated. And, I just want to make that clear for him and anyone else who's going to be interviewing me.
Gino, I've predicted to anyone who listened that when you get on the Gruden quarterback camp, you and he are going to have, a mind meld. You're going to love each other. Because he loves guys and loves the game. He's going to go at you. He's going to ask you, I want you to diagram up your favorite play against such and such. Have you thought about even that? Like, what you're going to talk about when you get in that situation? Because I'm trying to pick your brain.
Yes, well, I've dealt with that, just in my combine prep, down at IMG with Chris Winkie. I've been able to, get on the board and, kind of get prepared for some things to come this weekend. So I've dealt with that, and, I have a number of favorite plays, and they all are predicated based on what the defense is going to give me. So, I'll be ready for it when that time comes around.
How much did Andrew Luck and NRG3 change the overall expectations for a guy like you when it comes to stepping in as a rookie and being able to start there?
Well, I think those guys, changed the expectation for any quarterback, let alone a rookie. Those guys went right in, including Russell, and we're leaders, most of all from day one. And that's the one thing I took from it, no matter your age difference or where you come from or what pick you are in. When you're placed into that role as a starting quarterback in the NFL, you have to lead, and you have to lead by example. And I think that's the thing all those guys did, and they set the bar very high. And I want to be one of those guys to step in and do the same things.
Gino, you started out the 2012 season in for that high, kind of take it off a little bit there through the stretch run. Do you have any kind of thoughts about what happened there?
Yeah, entering into a new league, I think we came out red hot and, we were fired up and ready to, really prove ourselves. And, I was the main one at the head of that. And, I think inconsistency set in, not to say that anyone wasn't working as hard because, when we went through that tough stretch, I was the first one to stand up in front of the team and let them know that, we're going to work even harder and we're not going to put our heads down. And, that's the one thing that I took from that experience is that being a leader, you're not going to deal with, fair situations at all times. And the main thing that I learned was that, despite whatever goes on in my position as the leader of a team, I've got to set the bar and lead by example. And, that's what I did for my teammates there.
Were defenses doing anything differently to frustrate you or to change what you were doing offensively at the halfway point last year?
You know what? I think more and more, they just kind of sold out to stop the pass. We had, pretty much some good rushing lanes, and we had some young backs and guys who weren't, we had a back who wasn't healthy. We had to put Tavon back there at times, just because of a lack of depth. So, that really helped hurt us. We kind of struggled to move the chains, and we weren't as consistent on third downs. So I think, all of that and the culmination to, travel and, not to make any excuses, but, just what it was. And, entering into a new league, it was kind of hard for us to rebound and get back on track.